This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
Keep on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch as I broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio at our Salem Media Group flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and across America via the GCN Live Radio Network. By the way, if your radio station is not carrying this radio show, go over, tell the program director, hey, he's on GCN's 2, the Captain's America Third Watch, and ask him to carry the program. They just might. And by the way, our radio show is heard on some of America's largest leading independent stations, including our Salem Media Group sister stations, and located at or near our nation's military bases, too. Plus, around the world, via the Internet, where many of our great military men and women are listening to us right now. Thank you for your service to America. Plus, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police officers, our hospital, ER room workers, and 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you very much for your service to America. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for more. Joining me right now, Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and Underground USA podcast. Check that out for more. Okay, Pledge of Allegiance time. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, I have to start out on a somber note. You and I are both brothers of the badge. I had more years, I think, in time and grade than what you did in the fire service. But a small town, Newman, California, I've been there. A police officer who struggled so hard to learn to speak English to become a Corporal Ronnie Singh, was gunned down needlessly by another illegal alien slob.
Yeah, I have condolences to the family in that community. I'm sure they're very shaken up about it. My prayers are with them. I hope that their family has an easy time. And allowing him to pass to the next world. This is what happens when you are not a nation of laws. You know, we need to enforce our border. We need to make sure that people who have broken the law to be here pay a price. And the ones who are violent need to be arrested, deported, never to return. You know, but right now we're selectively enforcing our laws when it comes to immigration, especially in places like California, New York, and Illinois. And this is what happens. When you don't show that there are consequences for breaking our laws, people get emboldened. And when people happen to be violent criminals, they get emboldened this way. This is not about politics. This is not about whether Democrats get more votes. This is about the safety of our country. And in the death of this officer, you're seeing the kind of people that Democrats are wanting to turn a blind eye to let into the country.
To vote.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is political opportunism straight up. And if they're willing to allow people to come in to take away fathers and husbands from people like this officer's family just because of a vote, how can they possibly look at you and say that they care about the people of the United States?
They can't. Not with a straight face and mean it. They can't. There's no way.
You know, so it's got to stop. The politics on this must stop. If it's not the death of someone like this officer and the pain that this officer's family and friends have to go through on his loss because this guy shouldn't have been here, then it's the sorrow and the anguish that everybody felt on 9/11 because people come over our borders. Now, granted, those people were here on extended visas,
mm-hmm.
but they were illegally here on the extended visas, and they should have been deported.
Mm-hmm. And they learned to fly right in my backyard south of the bridge in Sarasota County for the most part, down there in Venice Airport.
Yeah. Yeah, the other half right up here in Milton, Florida, in the Panhandle.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we need to enforce our laws, our immigration laws, and we need to have border security. This isn't about trying to shut people out who are in need. There are laws that you have in place that can actually help people like that. There's process for getting into this country to enjoy the opportunities that we all have.
Well, I want you to listen to an embarrassment to America, in my humble opinion, and I'll say it straight out. Joe Scarborough, listen to this nonsense.
As some of you know, I left the Republican Party less over Donald Trump than I did over the fact that almost every elected official in the GOP has bowed and scraped to Donald Trump, treating this man, whose skills are objectively declining on a daily basis. They treated this man like he was an emperor wearing the finest clothes ever made, when in fact, objectively, Donald Trump is on track to be the worst president in modern times, and perhaps ever, pushing even James Buchanan off that dubious perch.
Why does Scarborough have to resort to lies and to relish himself to being the victim all the time when he's not? He's anything but. He's a multimillionaire many times over. Thank you, West Palm Beach.
Yeah, he's a multimillionaire many times over who dumped his wife as soon as he got popular and started hitting on his co-workers.
That's right.
He has to lie because his ratings are horrible. He has to lie because he needs to remain relevant and he has to be sensational about it. You know, this is not the mark of a journalist. This is the mark of a propagandist and a clown entertainer.
And an opportunist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he's honest, he's looking at the economy and he's saying, well, you know, we're adding jobs that aren't part-time jobs. People are actually adding more to the economic cycle. So, you know, as far as the economy is concerned, we're doing damn good. But he didn't say that.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more of Frank Silvato, the managing editor of the New Media Journal. Check out his podcast. He's got Facebook pages for that and the Underground Underground USA podcast. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the program is brought to you by the best automobile dealership in the country, the Moss Family Automotive Group. Now, I've had the privilege and the honor of meeting everybody just about in the automotive family there. And I'm going to tell you something. These four dealerships, they do it right every time, all the time. And I'm talking about Moss Family Automotive, the all-new Moss Family Chevrolet here in Tampa at 161414 North Del Mabry Avenue, where they're already selling vehicles to people from as far away as Michigan, to Moss Nissan in Crystal River in Newport Richey, where they've actually sold vehicles to people as far away as Arizona, Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, all points up to the Canadian border and everything in between. And Moss Wholesale to the public, where you can come down here with a car hauler and buy a truckload of vehicles and haul them back to where you came from. Their motto, you serve, you save. You serve, you save. That means exactly what it says. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders get preferred pricing on vehicles at Moss Family Automotive. Look them up online, Moss Family Automotive. Go do a Google search. You'll find out who they are. And tell them the captain sent you, because that's an extra $500 on top of everything else that you're going to get. Okay, Frank Salvato, managing editor of New Media Journal here with us. Hey, Frank.
Hey, Mr. Captain.
If I told you I was going to give $21 million as a form of loans to Rolex Jewelers, would you be happy if you were a Rolex jeweler?
Yeah, well, I'd be ecstatic if I was a Rolex jeweler.
If I told you I was going to give you $670 million for your college because you taught beauty or cosmetology, which there seems to be a lot of people in that business right now fighting for the buck that they can get out of it, would you be happy?
Well, I'd be exquisitely happy, and I'd probably be pretty pretty, too.
If I told you you could get another $670 million for two sculptures for a facility that serves blind veterans who can't even see what the sculptures are, would you be happy?
Well, I'd be a little upset with that one, even if I was blind.
And if I told you you could get $5.7 million for climate change voicemails from the future so you could sound hear what the future sounded like, how would that one grab you?
Oh, I wouldn't even want to hear about it.
Well, all this waste that I just mentioned is on a list of $50 billion, that's with a B, that could pay the average income taxes of 5 million Americans for the infinity. How do you like that? This is the wasting government.
It could also go, $5 billion of that could also go to build a border wall.
Right. And 7 days now, is it 7 days without a government?
Is it 7 days? I hadn't noticed.
Well, let me pinch. Okay, let me see. Yep, I'm still here. Okay, so I'm still here. You're still here. We're still doing all right, right?
Yeah. If this is government shutdown, then maybe we have to look at the bloat of government to see what we can cull down.
Right, and they're talking about the government may be shut down most of January. To that I say, so what?
You know, what I would love to see, and this is something that anybody who's bright in Washington would float and try to get inserted next time they do this garbage, is if the government shuts down, it should be a federal tax holiday.
Well, that and our legislators we elected don't get paid.
Yep. Let's make the government not take our money, because the government's really not shut down if they're still dipping into your paycheck.
84% is wide open and booming away.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I think if there's any kind of a government shutdown, partial or not, it should be a federal tax holiday where taxes are not collected and not recoupable afterwards. You'd see how fast this stuff would end when they realized what they were losing each day.
Exactly. And, folks, I'm speaking to Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and the Underground USA podcast. Now, Frank, Republicans are still holding on to a steady share of the Latino vote in the Trump era. It's the highest it's been in recent decades, and it doesn't seem to show any sign of faltering, nor does the support coming from the blacks, because everybody's working.
Everybody's working, and contrary to what Mr. Scarborough said in the last segment about him being the worst president ever for people who want jobs, he's pretty darn good.
And again, Mr. Scarborough, somewhere or another, left the country, took the flag with him, and for him to call himself an American, he may be one, but he sure doesn't act like one.
Well, you know, it's sad to say, but today, especially for the last two generations that have been brought up, patriotism and pride in country have been diminished. The forces that be on the left side of the aisle don't want you to be proud here because they're trying to divide us in order to control us. It's a simple strategy of control and conquer.
Cloward Piven strategy on steroids. Go read the book. Go find out what it's all about. You'll understand what Frank and I talk about. How many times have we talked about this?
Oh, God, dating back 16 years.
Yeah, and people just don't seem to get it. They're not paying attention, but they better start paying. They better start paying attention now if you like your America.
Yeah, I mean, here's a simple point where it comes to divide and conquer. And when you talk about the strategies of the progressive left, they're the ones that came up with the hyphenated American thing, the African American, the Hispanic American, the Italian American, the German American. It's all subtle to try to get you to self-identify as a subgroup, so incite people in those subgroups to be angry. It's easier to get a smaller group angry than it is to get a larger group angry. So if they can incite problems in all those groups at the same time, right before an election, they can scream change. And who was the one who was? There's three people who've ever run on change in the last 50 years: Clinton, and Obama.
By the way, when's the last time you saw a first lady in a forward area base in a combat zone?
Never.
Right. And that's what Melania Trump did with her husband. And for them to go, well, she had Timberland boots on. What was she doing there? I mean, let me just, first of all, play you David Gergen, who doesn't always trip my trigger, but he did say something, and he does have merit with what he said on CNN. Listen to this.
Out front now, David Gergen, former advisor to four presidents. Corey Shockey, she's a former deputy director for policy planning at the State Department under George W. Bush. She has also known Secretary Mattis for over a decade. And retired Rear Admiral John Kirby, he was a spokesman for both the Pentagon and State Department during the Obama administration. It's great to see you all. Thank you so much for being here. David, the president faced a lot of criticism for not visiting troops until now in a combat zone. I mean, since becoming commander-in-chief, obviously. One part of that criticism was that he's making these policy decisions without seeing it firsthand. So does this trip quiet that criticism?
I think it will quiet some of it, not all. I mean, some of the critics will carp that he only stayed on the ground 3 hours. He really didn't see very much. He was in, you know, an interior tent and that sort of thing. But overall, I think the president deserves credit for going. And, you know, he's we've been hammering him almost every night on various things. When he does something right, we should say so. Mm-hmm. And this is very much in the tradition for presidents. It goes all the way back to Lincoln, who'd like to visit the battlefield. It boosted the morale of the troops, and frankly, it boosted Lincoln's spirits. And especially since the Vietnam War, Kate, when American troops have been in action overseas, presidents do go. And it's expected of them to go. And it's a good thing President Trump did go.
Now, Frank, had I been there, I would have had my Make America Great hat on again. I would have had it signed. And by the way, I'm gonna date myself, age myself. Do you remember the Bob Hope tours?
Oh, sure.
Do you remember when they would drag around military generals and whatnot in Vietnam and some of these hotsy-totsies to come around? And one of the biggest female ladies that we'd like to see was Ann Margaret. I was wearing my, you know, was in my my army greens. Of course, I had my T-shirt on. And she signed the back of my shirt. You know, I could have got court-martialed for that.
Yeah, and if you didn't get dressed down, it would be different. Today, they would have said, hey, can I see your autograph?
Right. So what is going on here? I mean, do these people not get it, or do they not want to get it, or have we just lost almost our everything in, right in front of us here?
Well, first, I've got to bring this up. If you're not watching CNN or you're not watching MSNBC or reading the New York Times, you didn't know there was criticism of the president for only going for 3 hours.
Correct.
You know, so the outrage, this incredible outrage about him not visiting the troops directly at midnight on Christmas Day and staying there for 24 hours. The rest of the country doesn't know about that because it's a manufactured outrage by the media.
Well, you're right. And folks, I've been speaking with Frank Silvato, the managing editor of the New Media Journal. Tell us how to see that your great articles over there.
New Media Journal is a Facebook entity, so if you go on to Facebook and look up New Media Journal, at NMJ, you'll be able to find it there.
And your podcast?
Podcast at undergroundusa.com. Check us out.
All right, thanks, Frank. Talk to you on Monday.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal. We're coming right back with more, and if you want to opine, we'll open up the phone lines again here. Kathy, tell us how to do that.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Border battle. President Trump and Democrats still at odds over the border wall as the partial government shutdown rolls on. The president refusing to cave on his campaign promise to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border with the goal of keeping illegal aliens out of the country. Now, this comes as an illegal immigrant accused of shooting and killing a police officer in California during a traffic stop. Randy Richardson, the police chief in Newman, California, calling this officer an American patriot. On Wall Street, the Dow up 260 points, the Nasdaq up 25, the S&P 500 up 21. And the latest unemployment numbers, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes from Washington, D.C.
The Labor Department reporting that 210,000 Americans filed initial claims for jobless benefits last week, 2,000 fewer than the previous week.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of the program, bottom of the hour, is brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, with 18 locations within the sound of my voice right here in the Tampa Bay area. However, 168 locations all across the country. So if you're listening to me somewhere up there in the north, the great north, and you're up there and it's cold and there's ice in the pond, and you go, I want to go where it's going to be 75 degrees and there's going to be water and there's going to be swimming and there's going to be fishing. Well, come on down. Give them a call, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. Website, Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com, Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com. Tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you a bunch of money in the process. All righty. Now, before I get to your calls, and you can give us a call at 877-969-8600 to opine about anything we've been talking about here. We've had several people that have called several different times, and I try to get everybody a chance to get in there once, twice, maybe, three times. Ain't going to happen. So, you know, but it is what it is. Now, we've got some really bad weather. So if you're flying anywhere around the country today, into the Northeast, into the upper Midwest, into Albuquerque, El Paso, Amarillo, Flagstaff, even Phoenix. Make sure you check the airline schedules because we got a big old snowstorm coming out of the Four Corners right there in Utah, the southwestern part of Colorado, Arizona, Flagstaff East, Flagstaff South, down to Phoenix and over east to Tucson, and then over into New Mexico. We have blizzard warnings and conditions on I-40 tonight. They're advising no travel in many areas. I-25, many areas are advising no travel. So check the weather conditions. And for you truckers that are out there, if you're going up north tonight, you're on I-70. Well, not 70. I got to move up a road. I-80, I-90, I-94. You're on I-35. You're on I-29. Be careful, because Fargo, North Dakota East, and South Dakota, Bismarck, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Nebraska, halfway across Nebraska, Minnesota, much of Minnesota, and just enveloped in snow and high winds and ice. Temperatures have been dropping, if they're not already dropping up there. And the western part of Illinois now, around the Quad Cities, and up in the northeastern part of the U.S., well, wouldn't you know, the lake effect snow machine kicked in. So, from the Catskills, I-87, all the way north to the Canadian border, I-81, Binghamton, all the way up to the Thousand Islands Bridge, I-90, all the way across to just about Boston from Syracuse, then, of course, most of New England, northern New England, snow and plenty of it. Rain and lots of severe weather in the southeast tonight. So if you're going to be traveling along I-20, if you're in Atlanta, if you're going towards Birmingham, Montgomery, Pensacola, Biloxi, Mississippi, flood warnings and watches right now. Severe thunderstorms in the process, too. Might even be a twister mixed in some of this stuff from what I'm seeing. Louisiana, New Orleans, getting rain tonight right there, right now. And this could change. The weather could get a little bit cooler, and it could change and become some white stuff along the mix there all the way up into Virginia, and certainly all the way to New York City, where they've got rain this morning in New York City. And we'll be talking to Chris Markowski in a few minutes. We'll see what the weather's like up there where he's at. But be careful on the highways and byways. A lot of people will be starting to head home, or maybe they'll be heading out, as the case may be. You might have stuck around for Christmas. You might be going out. So call ahead. Make sure the road conditions. And if you don't have a weather radio, take one with you. And if you're traveling in the north and you're going north from the south, take an emergency kit with you. Take a nice warm blanket, an extra coat, take some cookies, crackers, snacks, water, whatever you can take with you, because you might need it if you get stuck in a snowbank. Believe me, it wouldn't be the first time it's happened to me, just driving into, hello, here we are. Now, there's a lot of uncertainty. That's marking the last days of 2018. Part of what I'm going to be talking about with Chris Markowski, the Dow up, the Dow down, the Dow back up, the Dow maybe back down, and all the different things that we're seeing and hearing. Now, also, in the grand scheme of things, I want you to listen to the clowns over at CNN. And this includes the normal cast of characters chiming in about making America great again, keeping America great again, making America first. Well, I'm all about America and being an American first. How about you? Listen to this little montage for a second here.
And Barbara, we saw the president signing a campaign hat, a red hat, his Make America Great Again hat. Is that unusual to see the president doing that on base? Does this run the risk of the president, you know, facing some accusations that he's turning some of this into a campaign stop? What do you think?
Well, you know, this is very interesting. The pool reporters traveling said that the troops brought the hats with them, including one hat that said Trump 2020. We will have to see if that actually proves to be the case. The question is, if they brought them or if the president brought them, what commander allowed that to really happen? Because this is very much against military policy. And
all right, let me stop right there. This woman is a liar, and she's lying through her teeth, because the troops brought the hats. Trump didn't bring anything, and it's not against the UCMJ, which she knows nothing about. I'll continue.
regulation. Troops are not supposed to be involved in political activities. The U.S. military is not a political force. And there's no question, the saying Trump 2020 and Make America Great Again, those are political slogans of a Trump campaign. They are not governmental sayings, to say the least.
Right. And John, I mean, what would the concern be if something like that is going on, do you think? Or is this just, you know, a soldier is there, he's got a hat in his locker, and he runs over and says, hey, when am I going to have another chance for the president to sign one of these things?
Yeah, look, I mean, it kind of blurs the line, because the Trump is his slogan, and where's that line? But Barb's right, it is, in fact, a campaign slogan. That is a campaign item, and it's completely inappropriate for the troops to do
this. Not supposed to do it.
Not supposed to do this, and I'm sure that their bosses seeing that, they're not going to be happy about it. But look, the president has to take some ownership of this, too. Every time he's around military audiences, he tends to politicize it, and he brings in complaints and grievances from outside the realm of military policy. This was wrong for him to do it as well. I'm going to be really interested to see, Jim, when we get video of his comments to the troops, his actual speech at Al-Assad. And I hope that he didn't politicize those sets of remarks, but we'll have to wait.
Now, that last voice was Admiral John Kirby. Remember him? Spokesman for the administration? He knows better, but he made it up. Now, is there any commander that's going to tell their military men and women when the president comes to town, the commander-in-chief, that you can't bring something with you to get it signed for an autograph? Hell no. Hell no. And for him to say that, he better go back and read the book himself. These people that claim to be experts, that just render their opinion at a moment's notice because they're getting paid to do so, paid to do so, it's just not right. And for the woman that came out, the daughters that came out many years after the father died, the orthodontist or the orthopedic doctor, about the burn spurs in Trump's heels back in 68 when he was declared 4F, they said, well, they overheard their father saying this and saying that. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. They were enticed by money to come out and make a statement, which nobody can prove. The father's dead. The story's dead. And we need to get on with America. We need to get on with the business of America. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about bone spurs. And certainly nobody cares about what happened 40 or 50 years ago. We've got a country to run. We're trying to make America great again. We're making America first again after the previous administration did everything they could to wipe it into oblivion. That was their pre-stated course with the Clark-Pippen strategy going all the way back to the early 60s. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, because I'm watching some numbers change here right now. The market appears to be up right now, the early market pre-trading. So we'll take a look at that, and we'll be back with Chris Markowski. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America. All righty. In this final portion of the program, brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. That's Dominic spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S, located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh. Just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road, look for the big old red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag too, and all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. They will ship anywhere in the United States of America. Dominic's Blinds also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, and stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks when you see them drive by, and remember, all military and first responders get a 10% discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, and tell them the captain sent you. Well, joining me right now, our good friend Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
Not too bad. Listen, I'm watching the futures again, and I know it doesn't matter to the last 5 minutes of the rodeo in the stock market, but the futures are up today.
Yeah, you know, watching the futures is like, it's kind of like trying to watch a fire in a fireplace. You don't know what's going to happen. Yeah, it's completely unpredictable in regards to the movements. You know, it's basically you're throwing your best guess out there. Yesterday, markets were down over 600 points. Then all of a sudden, rips up in the other direction. Again, a lot of this, I don't like any of it. Not to be quite honest with you, I don't think it's really healthy to have markets like this. We've allowed this to happen. One of my biggest laments going back to 2000 is the overall construction of the market and what they've done. I don't see how this is the slightest bit beneficial to long-term investors. I don't think this has anything to do with investing, more to do with casino gambling and trying to get, high-speed trading firms making a penny or two here or there. So I don't understand it, quite honestly. I don't think nobody does. Anybody who actually tells you that they understand it is lying to you. It's not possible. There's no rhyme or reason to what's going on. You've got computers. You've got algorithms. You've got various different passive funds. Momentum starts going in one direction, and they're not concerned, which is interesting. They're not concerned with what they're buying or what they're selling. They're just, it's all about which way the wind is blowing at that point. So I don't want to put in a lot of stock into that. What I've always put stock in, I've always told your listeners as well, as I look at the underlying fundamentals of the economy and I look at the underlying fundamentals of the companies that I own. That's all you can control. You can only worry about things in life that you have control over. You have no control over the market. You don't. So don't even try to. You have control over what you put in your portfolio. That's what's important.
And by everything that I see, by everything that I watch, by the people I listen to, people like yourself, the economy is still strong.
Oh, my God. But you want to compare it to the way things were not too long ago? We got unemployment at 50-year lows. Is there slowing in the global economy? Sure there is. Mm-hmm. But you know what? That's going to happen. It's not the end of the world. You don't focus on that. You focus on where do you think the world is going to be 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now? It's a good thing that China is becoming more developed. It's a good thing that other parts of the world, people are becoming wealthier. This is what the focus needs to be on, is growth long term. Focusing on the here and now is not going to do your portfolio any good at all.
Now, let me give you an example of some of our tax dollars at work. You ready?
They actually put in the work? Where?
$5.7 million for climate change voicemails from the future to tell you what it would sound like in the future to hear about climate change.
Who got that grant?
Somebody. A college. Somebody. But I got it right here in front of me.
They get some government worker really, really drunk before that one? Are they kidding?
No, they're not kidding. And here's the thing, you know. The
is
feds
in one of those marijuana-free states? They get the guys stoned or something
well,
like that?
Well, it's California.
Holy.
It's California.
Oh, there you go.
California. Now the feds are never going to stop wasting taxpayer money. Is that a fair assumption?
No, because we allow them. Matt, it's our fault. We allow them. We continue to put politicians back in office that continue to spend and spend and spend and spend and spend. The reason why spending is as out of control as it is right now is on Republicans. We have the House, the Senate, the presidency. Republicans complained and complained and complained when Obama was spending money. All of a sudden, they get in charge of the whole thing. They do the same thing. So it's hard to have any respect for the Republicans.
Well, it's hard to have any respect for anybody because the swamp is a swamp, and it's both sides of the aisle.
Well, I hear you, but the difference is Democrats tell you they're going to spend. Republicans tell you they're not going to spend, and they go ahead and spend.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about whatever happened to the idea of an amendment called a balanced budget amendment along with tax caps and spending limits? Where'd that ever go to?
Well, that was my candidate for the presidency, Rand Paul. That's been his idea. He's always been pushing for that.
He's still there.
He's still there. But again, he's Warren Senator. We don't have Tom Coburn around anymore. One of the great ones, as far as I'm concerned, of all time. Don't have enough people that are actually considering this. It would be fantastic. Can you imagine what that would do? We'd finally be forced to pay our bills and actually get our budget in line. And it's about kids. It's about your children. It's about your grandchildren. We keep putting more and more debt on their credit card. It would be absolutely fantastic to rein this stuff in. But, hey, you've got a Congress that's coming in. I've been talking about this the past couple of days. Matt, they want to spend like it's going out of style.
Yeah, they do.
Energy prices that are at all-time lows. We're pumping oil out of the ground. We're getting natural gas out of the ground. And they want to go to 100% renewable energy. We do that. I don't think people really understand what that would do to our economy. All those car plants that have been coming to the United States, they're gone. They're gone. One of the reasons why they moved here is because we have lower energy costs. We have a lot of great workforce here as well, but you know how expensive energy is in Germany? It's a lot more than it is here. We go 100% renewables, you're going to be talking doubles, if not triples, on your electric bill.
Well, I don't doubt anything of what you're saying for sure. And, folks, I'm speaking to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Well, very quickly, with the minute we've got left here, what's the price of gas up there where you're at?
Oh, what did I pay? You know, I paid a little. I got to put that fancy gas in my car. I paid a little over $3 for the fancy gas, but it's come way down. I know that it's not below $2 for the cheaper stuff, but I think it's maybe around $2.20, $2.30.
It's $1.99 right here in my backyard. That's what I filled my truck up for yesterday, number one. Number two, it's $1.89 in Wood River, Nebraska, because we got one of our listeners up there, Al, who likes to tell me that that's what it is. It's $1.89 in Oregon, while where the taxes are much lower. But if they can do it there...
You know why, Matt? You know why? It's because everybody around the country listened to Barack Obama and they inflated their tires properly.
Oh...
That's
okay.
Why. Everybody inflates their tires properly, so that's why prices have come down. They didn't listen to Sarah Palin and Drill Baby Drill. Everybody just inflated their tires properly, so we're okay now.
Well, with that, we're going to let you go, and we'll catch you on Monday. So you have a great weekend, my friend.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Stay dry up there. Chris Markowski, and it is raining in New York, by the way. I asked him before he came on, but it is raining in New York. Now, you know, it's been an interesting week. You've heard me, you've heard me start out the week literally struggling. And there was a reason for that. I suffered a big-time case of food poisoning. Big-time food poisoning. It almost put me in the hospital. Came close, but it didn't happen. And it made me so weak that after a couple of days of just absolutely knocking me in the stomach and literally dropping me down, I had to go to the doctor, and which I did. Thank God for my doctor, Dr. Sherry. Thank you very much. And... got better, and I'm getting much better, as you can tell. By the end of the weekend, I feel like everything is on the downward trend. But boy, oh boy, oh boy, be careful what you eat. I know the holidays, people like to stuff yourself with things. If it doesn't taste right, if it doesn't look right, if it doesn't sound right, don't eat it. Don't eat it, because I found out the hard way. And I didn't want to find out the hard way. Really didn't. And by the way, for those of you that like to have lunch with the captain, coming January the 8th, Have Lunch with the Captain is moving to the Mission Barbecue on Waters Avenue here in Tampa, just north of the airport off the Veterans Expressway. Have Lunch with the Captain. We'll be happy to see you there. And we'll have different coupons and different things that we'll have with us. And they've got a great menu there. And they reached out to us. We reached out to them, said, yep, we're coming. So we are. So coming up on many of these stations, Hugh Hewitt on the answer stations along the Salem Media Network. And you got my buddy Scott James up there, 92.1 107.5. Scott, have a great day. And, of course, to everybody else around the country, have a great weekend. I'll be back tonight with a weekend show across America on many of these same radio stations. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.